You can start.
Okay. So is it all right if we record this for teaching purposes?
Okay.
Is this turned on?
Yes, I think so.
So thanks for being willing to play. It's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to have this kind of conversation with someone.
Mm.
And so what could you say that about what you like to do that would be helpful to me in dealing with this problem?
Well, I like teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really enjoying these last couple of days.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about that?
I like just the kind of willingness and openness of people to be in a learning experience. I guess like having a room full of customers, that's a pretty nice way of being. And also just getting a real buzz out of seeing people, something that we're offering, of people kind of getting it and making a difference and doing something, being useful.
What is it about that? Is it that it's useful?
Yeah,
okay.
Useful and unburdening and lighter and...
So you feel useful and unburdened and lighter, or you feel...
It's nice to see other people.
Being unburdened.
You know, going from having sort of heart sink and burnout to realising that there's a lighter way of being, and also in the process being useful.
Oh, yeah. And when you see that they're going from that kind of burden to being lighter and the heart sink's gone and the heart lift is there or whatever it is and there's lightness and unburdenedness, what is it that you see in them that lets you know that that's happening?
I guess it's an emotion and body kind of a shift. It's a it's a lightness.
Okay, so something happens.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you see that, what's different for you?
It's a buzz. So that buzz is a kind of an engagement. Feeling like I'm doing something meaningful and worthwhile. Okay. And,
When you get the buzz, what's the first hint that you get that there's a buzz, just, you know, it hasn't quite buzzed, there's like a buzz, it's not got to a buzz yet, but something here?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, a smile?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. So the corners of your mouth kind of.
Yeah.
What else happens?
Buzz is a good description, it's a buzzing kind of experience.
And what do you find yourself thinking? What's going on in your head?
This is so neat.
Uh-huh. And your eyes kind of, the kind of, and you get, so it looks like you, the neatness, like the fitting together, there's a connection for you in that too.
Yeah. And it's okay when people don't get it too. I'm kind of, when I first started, it was a bit like I was running around thinking, just everyone should do this. And now it's quite nice to just go.
Well, we're all doing God's work.
Yeah, I know.
Save another soul for Jesus.
But I like the kind of lightness of, it's not for some people.
Okay.
It's okay too.
Yeah. So there's something that you have as an issue that you'd like to do something about? Or would you like me to tell you one? Or
thank you.
You can perhaps poll around. People here might say, what about this or that? Is there something you can come up with? But you want to keep it secret, yeah?
Okay.
Can you think of something?
Yes.
Something that's of some, doesn't need to be mammoth, but some real concern?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just attend to that without telling us what it is, what can you also notice what it is about that is problematic? How come, I don't know whether you can speak about that without disclosing what the problem is, but...
No, I think I won't speak about that, but I know what's problematic.
You know what,
about it.
What that is, the concern that's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, now that you've identified what this issue is that you want to do something about, and how come it's an issue to you, then does it make sense for me to ask, I'm just looking at the board so I know what questions I should be asking, to ask this very strange question, what's missing?
Mm-hmm.
So that if there was something that you could have, that you could think, that you could do, that you could feel, that you could, something that if you had it, or had access to it, or could get to it, that you'll be okay? Have you got a, can you have a sense of what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that something you can speak about, or is that again, will that be disclosing what the situation is? It doesn't matter either way.
I could speak about it. But
well, that's up to you. Do you think it would be helpful?
Yeah, trusting myself, like.
Okay.
Just.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah. Now, when you look at times in the past where there's been that possibility of trusting yourself or not, what's been different about the times when you were able to trust yourself? Not guaranteeing that you would get a good result, but that somehow you trusted yourself and you just fell on your face hard enough that you could get up and manage, you know, that it was okay.
Yeah.
When you look back to the times where trusting yourself was okay, what were you doing differently then?
I think I was being true to myself.
True to yourself?
Kind of authentic and listening to myself more, listening to myself rather than other people.
Okay. And when you, in just recently, like maybe in the last couple of days or even today, when you are trusting yourself, maybe as we're speaking, it might, I don't know. But what can you say about that, that helps you to clarify, oh, that's what I'm doing when I'm trusting myself, and it's okay?
It feels lighter and more solid.
Lighter?
And
it's an interesting combination, lighter and more solid.
Mm. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like my feet are on the ground, but I'm lighter in myself and not burdened.
Oh, yeah.
So more myself, I think.
Okay. Now, if something were to happen out of this conversation or something randomly connected or disconnected from anything that's going here, and you just found that time passed and you were able to trust yourself more, how would you know that that was happening?
I'd be... Well, I wouldn't even have the problem.
What would you have?
I don't know, just a kind of a knowing. Knowing it's okay.
And when you say that, there's something happens in you. There's a kind of, again, like a settling. It's very apparent there's an emotion. Something touches you and that's what it looks like. So a knowing, and again, would there be some kind of solidness, some lightness? Okay. Now, I see the next thing there is to link to the likes, and it's when you think about what you've been saying to life. Oh, life. Okay. Well, can I put another one there and link to your likes? Okay. Would that be all right?
Okay.
When you talk about trusting yourself and feeling solid and light, how does that connect with what you're saying about what you like to do with the teaching and the kind of the buzz without the necessity of someone making the connection?
Yeah, that's the
same. Same feeling?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with that? Okay. So then if you were to say, okay, now I know the kinds of experiences, feeling solid, feeling lighter, trusting myself, all that that you said, if you decided that you wanted to actually feel more, have the experience of trusting yourself just a little more than you already are, what could you do?
Just notice it.
Notice
the feeling of it.
Okay. So what part of that feeling would be easiest for you to notice?
It's a kind of a central, solid feeling.
Okay.
With maybe some lightness in my shoulders.
So you talked about a central, solid feeling here before you spoke about your feet on the ground. Is this the same feeling as that? Like a central, solid feeling that goes to your feet?
Yeah.
Connects you to the ground?
Yeah, but there's some lightness in my shoulders and my head.
Okay. Which of those do you think would be easier for you to notice?
I'm got used to noticing the central solid feeling.
Okay. So you already noticing that, you're already used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to notice it just a little bit more? How are you? What would be helpful for you to do that?
There is something slightly different about the solid light feeling that I spoke about. Because there's sort of a bemused thing in that. There's a not needing to fix and a, just a kind of like I trust myself and I know this. And
So like if you don't get it straight away, that's all right too? Well, would it be okay then if over the next while you were to just notice, however subtly, any time when you're feeling that kind of solidness and the lightness, to just notice when it's there? And I don't know whether you might like to play with the idea of any time you're feeling some kind of, like I don't know that I trust myself, to just do something like that and see whether, whether it might. Would that be okay?
Yep, that'd be good. Right.
So what's different now for you than when we started?
I feel solid and light.
Oh my goodness. Almost as if this counselling stuff works. Yeah? It's not just words.
And if I look at the problem, it's not really a problem.
Okay.
It's happening, but it's...
Okay.
No,
so how does that feel for you? Does that feel like that we've spoken about that enough? Is there some more that would be useful?
Sounds
okay to stop there?
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having such a strange conversation.
Thank you. So what have you been up to lately? Oh, by the way, is it okay to record this session?
Sure. Thank you.
What have you been up to lately that's been
I've been
clunky.
Doing a bit of nothing, a bit
nothing.
Of very little, a bit of reading, a bit of sitting around, a bit of walking, a bit of kind of non-achieving, not trying to get anywhere, just kind of cruising about a bit.
And anything in that you've been enjoying?
Mostly the feeling of like not having to get anywhere, not having to do something, not having to achieve or meet deadlines, just having some time out, some time for myself.
And what have you liked about that? What particularly has been nice about that for you?
There's something about the freedom. It's like not having to, not having to be a particular way, not having to comply, you know, except when I'm kind of visiting and then I find myself being forced into working. Okay. I thought I was just... But part of that also is being open to the surprises.
Okay.
You know, having conversations with people, just walking along the street, for no good reason. Met a kid walking here today, walking past, and he said, hello. And I said, oh, hello. You know, kids don't normally say hello to you.
Yeah.
And I said, were you in the supermarket a little while ago? Yeah. I said, oh, some little kid in the supermarket said hello to me too, so.
Okay.
So I like those kind of random, unexpected joys that just kind of happen.
And even having been forced to be here and do some work, was okay?
Yeah, it's lovely.
What was lovely about that? What do you like about that?
Well, there's no pressure, and it's random. It's just like a serendipitous thing with like, oh, here we go. Like, for me, you know, I was walking down the street in Brighton a few months ago, and it was a $50 note, you know, it was just like, where'd that come from? Like, come from nowhere. Or walking down a street and there's a rose, you know, it's just like, oh, where'd that come from? Just being somehow willing to see the beauty and the magic that's just...
That's sort of more than freedom, but kind of expanded vision or something.
That's true. It is more than freedom.
And appreciation.
Very much. Very much. Yeah.
Very nice.
It is.
Now, is there some problem that you'd be willing to think about but not share with us? Please.
Yeah.
And if you...
I think we'd be much better if I kept it private, I think.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Okay. And if you were to think about that issue, and to sort of think about what's missing,
mm-hmm.
that if you had it, if you had it handled,
mm.
if you, you know, it's totally sorted,
mm.
you'd be fine, okay,
mm-hmm.
totally free.
Yeah.
Can you kind of
get that? It's kind of obvious when you ask the question. Yeah.
Is that something you could talk about, or best not to talk about, or would it be helpful to talk about?
It's actually the same as we were just talking about before. It's just like not trying to measure up to anything, not trying to achieve anything, not trying to be any particular way, mm-hmm. just and being willing to.
Mm-hmm. Like freedom.
Freedom. But more than freedom, like you said. It's not just freedom, but it's like a celebration. It's
mm-hmm.
like an openness to that
mm-hmm.
unexpected beauty and
mm-hmm.
joy. Mm.
So you know that experience in just what you've been doing lately.
Yeah.
But if you were to think particularly in the problem situation, is there any patches just lately, maybe in the last day or two, where
mm-hmm.
you've had a hint of that?
Yeah.
You know how you did that and know about that? And if you were to look to a time in the past where you had that experience in maybe another problem situation, something that was a problem and then became fine, like you just had it handled.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow in that problem situation you were aware of the kind of freedom and expansiveness and how you did that, how you went from that to that.
Yeah. Yes. So funny to see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
You can see how you did that then?
Yeah, I can.
You can see how you went from the problem where it wasn't there.
It's kind of obvious, yeah. I mean, I can speak about it if you want.
Okay.
I was always had a hang-up about being short.
Uh-huh.
And at one stage in my late 20s, I even bought some boots that had thick kind of heels and soles on them. And at a certain point I thought, this is stupid.
And was there some freedom?
I kind of been laughing at myself and just seeing the absurdity. I was like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you're short,
And the freedom. Mm.
Yeah, and you know,
and
good things
freedom.
Come in small packages, you know. Yeah. Like,
and more than freedom? Was it freedom and more, or were you then able to appreciate the good thing in the small package?
It was.
Okay.
It was like funny, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a celebration of my shortness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. In praise of short men, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Mm. Now, you've already, in some aspects of the problem at the moment, just had times in the last day or two even of feeling that experience of freedom and more than that appreciation.
Sure.
But if you were to notice time passes you know, you're in that experience of freedom and appreciation, freedom and more, in a way that you can't even remember the problem. You know, it's hard to even recall how you managed to have that problem. Can you feel that?
It'd just be a matter of just being free and appreciating what's happening,
mm-hmm.
how things are,
mm-hmm.
and just being open to the experience of what's happening.
Remember you telling me you hate popcorn, you hate going to pictures, you hate popcorn because
it's
all American?
Yeah.
I said to you, so popcorn's limiting your freedom.
Yeah, so I can tolerate popcorn now. Or not, you know, at least I've got the option.
At least you've got the option.
But if I think, popcorn, you know, a bit of American crap, I can have that judgment or not and laugh about it, and it's not, doesn't have the same grip.
Okay.
Yeah, that was helpful when you said that.
So, how's that feeling when you... In the future, you've got the freedom, you've got the expansiveness, the appreciation, and you can't even remember.
Yeah.
how you ever managed it.
Yeah, there's a kind of, it's like almost an embarrassment, like, you know, how stupid I've been, you know, like, oh, all right, you know.
Are you sure to speak about how that feels, how the feeling of appreciation and freedom and expansiveness? Where you feel that in the body?
Yeah, it's, I can feel it in my face, you know, there's a kind of a... My eyebrows come up, my eyes open, it's like... Mm-hmm. I think my head comes up, it's like a...
Well, you're taller.
Yeah, taller. That puts a difference, you know, yeah.
That puts a big...
Maybe there is, yeah, maybe I should get... Yeah, well, but, You can have surgery to make your legs longer, I think.
Or you can just appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but mostly it's a feeling of... it's kind of like an irony. It's like...
Yeah, okay.
There's a beautiful mixture of, it's like, absurdity and humanity and ordinariness and...
And is that in your face as well, or is that...
Yeah, face and shoulders. It's like my shoulders. Like, it's more like a, that kind of...
And your feet, are they sort of up like this?
I wasn't paying attention to them. They just feel like they're just, you know, there. Doing what they need to do, like, you know, they're fine.
But your shoulders.
Shoulders. And there's also another feeling now that you bring my attention to it around here. Which is a feeling of I don't know how to describe it, like a solidness. Mm-hmm. It's like a density. It's not heavy, but it's like
Which one of those, or all of it, or a combination of it, is easiest for you to pay attention to notice, to get connected with that feeling via?
I think it more than there's the body thing, but the thing that's easiest for me to connect with is the irony, like seeing the funny side of it, seeing like, all right, like, oh, well, that's important. So it's the kind of humour about it that I think is the easiest for me to get to.
So would it be okay to, just for the next little while, between now and when we talk about this again, to just be aware of the irony, when you the experience of irony, maybe not even related to the problem, maybe, you know?
Just noticing the irony board and things like that. Just some funny.
The just board.
Let it there. Just somehow let it, you know, expand and just let it do what it's going to do. It, be how it is.
Yeah.
Have fun with it, maybe. Share it.
Does that feel like a place that we could stop?
It feels very nice, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Very nice. There's nothing new in what you've said, but just somehow it's like everything is kind of come together. It's very nice. Appreciate it very much. I was hoping, as soon as you said, you know, if you'd be, you're looking for a client, I thought, okay. So... where do you go to get a good therapist to help you or something like that?